This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. Yep. How are you today?
Well, pretty well. Now, it's about a little after 2 o'clock in the morning over there?
Yeah, just after 2 a.m. So I'm still kind of waking up a little bit here. I've only been awake for about 15 minutes. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was telling Jason, as we were getting ready to begin the broadcast, he was telling me about his kitten. Likes to pull the curtain down, and you know, that's what they do. They like to climb when they're young. They have a lot of energy. They have too much energy. So I told them that we do here at the farmhouse. It's one of these things in the little book that I'm writing in. And we have a 1-quart squirt bottle, and it's used for spraying. You know, like if you want to clean your windows, you can put some vinegar and water in there, or you can put some liquid detergent in there to, you know, clean things and spray them. We use them in the automotive shop, and we spray a high concentration of water mixed with dishwashing detergent that we spray on the bead of tires to see if there is a leak between the bead and the rubber part of the tire, the beaded tire, or, you know, if there are nail punctures and it bubbles up and it tells us where the nail holes are or the leaks are. Well, we have another one that we marked tap water. So we mark them on the top with a marker what they're used for so they don't get used for different purposes. And we keep tap water in one of them, and we adjust that little nozzle so that from 10 feet away we can train the cat not to climb up the screens, not to pull down the curtains, you know, not to climb on furniture.
I've heard of
and it works
that.
Great because
yeah
it works great because
I heard
cats
it was
don't want
water pistols. I don't know if people even
yeah,
have
that'll work
pistols
fine.
Anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're legal. Yeah. You know. You know, speaking of legal,
someone might get hurt. Someone might get water in their eye.
Yeah. Right. Right. So you shouldn't. Yeah. Have you heard? Before we get into the macabre of today's discussion about dead bodies, have you heard of this? Well, there was a garlic festival in Gilroy, G-I-L-R-O-Y, California. And I've been there, but it was, you know, back in the 80s. Mrs. Finelli and I served our time for about 18 months in California before we escaped. And so we went to the Gilroy Garlic Festival. And it is have you heard of this festival? And have you heard of the shooting that went on recently?
I think I have.
No? Yes?
I think I have.
All right.
There was
well, here's what happened.
Crazy that this garlic festival was a firearm or something. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. So during this garlic festival, this male, cut through the chain link fence and started shooting. And several people were wounded. Actually, five were wounded at the garlic festival. Five people were wounded. And so now there's a suit against the people who put on the garlic festival. And this is, let me kind of explain this garlic festival. It's an open air outdoor thing. It's in a field. And you drive your car and you find a spot to park on the grass. At least that's what we did. And you walk from your car or your truck over to where there are tents and there are tables and there are, you know, small startup businesses selling their garlic-related products. And, you know, there's discussions, and they might even have some music playing, live music. And that's the garlic festival. Well, the people were shot by this guy who cut through a chain-link fence. Now, the fence did not encircle the entire festival. And the people who were shot said, like, one of them said, quote, "I was under the impression that all things were safe and under control," end quote, at the festival. What does that mean? So, in this shooting, let's see, there were three people that were ultimately killed. And 14 were injured. And how many shots were fired? You'll have to find how many shots were fired, but, you know, in the 20s. So the point of this is, you have this outdoor event, you invite the general public, and then it seems that you're responsible for thinking of everything. Well, you know, should they have put a fence around the entire festival? Should they have armed guards at each corner of the fence? Should they have walking armed guards, you know, inside the perimeter of the fence? Should they have had an ambulance or ambulances ready and a medical team ready and a helicopter at the ready at the garlic festival in case this happened? We're now at the point where guys like I have thrown in the towel. I will not have an expo, and I've said I won't have an expo. Because I don't want to be sued because some jerk walks in the front door and we don't have enough police. Or we don't have police in the parking lot. Or we don't have police at the entrance to the parking lot. Or the exit of the parking lot. Or we don't have surveillance over the fence or on the roof. Now, if you think about it, this is absolutely beyond nuts. And as a matter of fact, what happens when you have an event like we've had, the Expo, the Get Prepared Expo, we thought that, you know, it would be good to have the police the first couple of times. And the police, if you want to hire an off-duty cop, and that's what happens. If you go to a gun show, there are off-duty cops that are hired there. So how do you hire one? You can't just go up to Charlie and say, "Charlie, listen, you know, you're a good neighbor. Well, can I hire you for the weekend?" You can't do that. You have to go to the city police, and they've got a guy in charge of the crew that's off duty, and you hire through the police department. And it's price fixed. It's $25 an hour for an off duty guy. And you can't say, "I don't want that fat one over there," or "I don't want that skinny one over there," or "I don't want that." You know, you can't say that. You can't say, "Tom's my friend, I want him." No, no, no. They tell you who you're going to have. And it's price fixed. So that's how that works. So I'm not interested in any of this. I'm not interested in renting a venue that is owned by the city or the county, and that if I want to have police, I have to get it from them. I mean, it's price fixed, it's rigged, and I won't be any part of it. And I don't want to be sued because some jerk decides to go nuts. Or maybe it's a false flag, or maybe it's designed to take us down. So I'm not interested in any of that. So I can see fewer and fewer and fewer events happening that are started and run by just individuals like me and others like me. In favor of, I think what will happen is the government will have these little festivals, and they'll have their police there. And if anything happens, well, you can't sue the government. Heck, we were, you know, they were there. They were there protecting and making sure everybody was safe. You know, kind of like at the schools, where there are shootings at schools. And how do you sue the school system? No, you can't. So you sue the guys who make the guns. And you put them out of business. And let me give an example of what I'm talking about. How many of you have those gas cans for your lawnmower? Or your chainsaw? Or your weed whacker? Or your pressure washer? Or your leaf blower? Well, I'm sure you do. Because gas cans are red. Even from the 1960s, they were still red. Well, after the 1960s, they were made out of plastic. And there were a couple of companies that built some really good ones. And you could buy them at the Chinese factory outlet for $3.79 for a 5-gallon gas container made out of plastic. And if you looked at the side of it, it probably said the name Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z. Well, we had a bunch of them here at the farm, and they've lasted all these years, and they're just great, and they work great, and they're not like the new ones. The new ones, you can't get the gas, you can get the gas in, but you can't get the gas out. Because they have these safety feature spouts that will not let the gas out. It's awful. As a matter of fact, the old ones used to have a cap on the end of the spout. So you could put the cap on it, and the gas would be less likely to volatilize, and the dust would be less likely to get in there, and you'd be pouring less dust and dirt and debris in your gas tank from the gas can, because it would be sealed. It was great. Well, what happened was there were a bunch of bozos, I guess you'd call them the GDP, and they used these gas cans to help a fire get started even better. So they poured gas on a fire. It started a fire, and then it'd be smoldering. Ah, that's not good enough. So they'd pour gas on it. And then there'd be a ball of fire, and they'd get burned. So naturally, it's the gas can manufacturer's fault, right? Obviously. That's what's wrong with this country. These guys are not smart enough to know that gas is volatile. It can explode with the right conditions. It'll create a really hot fire, and you can get burned by doing stupid things. But no, no, no. They do it anyway. And then they sue the gas can manufacturers. Well, the Biltz company, I wanted to buy new spouts for ours because after, I don't know, 3 decades, they started to wear out and crack. So I didn't need cans. I didn't need the red cans, just those little flexible spouts. So I went on the Internet. They're out of business. They had about 60-65% of the market. They're out of business because they were surrounded 360 degrees by people suing them because they set themselves on fire using those gas cans. That's where we're headed. So it's the GDP with the gas cans to take down the gas can companies. And now a gas can is not $3.79. It's like $30 or $40 for 5 gallons. It used to be $3.79. And they used to work. Now they don't work, and they're 10 times the price. 8 times the price, 5 times the price, depending on which ones you buy. So as we go down this road and people sue the promoters of events, because, heck, they should have known that somebody could have climbed the fence, cut the fence. There was an opening in the fence that was about 300 feet long. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. It's a pretty large area. But the promoters are being sued. So do you think they're going to want to have another garlic festival? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah. So is this kind of nonsense happening in your neck of the woods in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs?
Absolutely. We've got a municipality down the road, and that's called the Loddon Shire Council, okay? And I have friends who event promoters, that's what they do for a living, and they had the misfortune of moving into the Loddon Shire, and they have not, well, that's not totally true. They did have one event at their place. Okay. The sort of event that these people have is they have psychedelic dance festivals. So it tends to be very, very loud music. And it tends to be a lot of young people coming in, hanging around, listening to music all weekend.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you were talking about an event, a psychedelic dance festival. Please continue.
Okay. Yeah, we've got this young couple live next door. And what they do, apparently for a living, is they have psychedelic dance festivals. And they had one event on their 20 acres of land wherever they live. It was in this local area, and they were very good. They told everybody what was happening. They told everybody there was going to be lots of people there, but it was for a weekend, and it was for his birthday, okay? And I said, yeah, that's fine. Go and, have your weekend-long birthday party and have your, 50 friends over and all that sort of thing. There's not many people live around here, and there's another family lives up the way, and there's another family lives across the way, and blah, blah, how it goes in a country area. But, there's that one family in the whole area that got it into their head at 1 a.m. to call the cops. And, the music was loud. There were a lot of people there, but these people are event organizers. That's what they do for a living. They did everything properly. The only thing they didn't do was notify the police and notify their municipality. So the cops show up at 1 a.m., and aside from the fact that the event was extremely loud because it was basically a music festival on their land for the weekend, you know, of the sort of music that the young people like to listen to. It was very well run. They had porta potties, they had plenty of hydration, they had food, they had all the catering and all of that. Because the young lady in the relationship, that's what she does for a living, and so does he. So they, when that came time to organise their birthday party, which was a private birthday, and they had, you know, they didn't have any gate crashes except for the blue team. How's that? And, you know, that's what the municipality here is like. That is absolutely what the municipality here is like. There was another local event here that got shut down by the municipality. It was a kids' go-kart race. Okay? Could you believe that? They shut down a little kids' annual go-kart festival. Or was it? I think it was actually mini dirt bikes. Mini dirt bike festival. A particular farmer had hosted this mini dirt bike festival on his land for the last 20 years, and it was just something that he did because, you know, when his kids were little, they had dirt bikes, and so, you know, they'd get his friends together, and it grew, and it became a bit of a local event. And the municipality came in and shut it down simply because they wouldn't pay the thousands of dollars that was required for the permit. And this is what the modern shire does, and it's almost impossible to have any sort of event in this shire now, unless it's one that has got the big fat rubber stamp and big thumbprint of the Loddon Shire on it. They're disgusting, Vincent, because everything that they touch turns to a big, fat, stinking pile of coprola.
When you said psychedelic dance festival, what does that mean? Does that mean drugs? What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm assuming the best of this young couple because they seem like a lovely couple, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's their land, and they were... what I saw was bright flashing lights, very loud music, and lots of people in a really, really happy mood. That's what I saw. And I have a policy. I keep my nose out of other people's business. I don't know what they do on their land, and that's fine with me because guess what? It's not my land. And they have always been very good neighbours, and they've never been any trouble, and it's the self-righteous goody two-shoes up the back who has been more trouble than any neighbour, I think, well, that's possibly except for the pedophiles in Geraldton, I'd say that they were more trouble. But the neighbours up the back, you know, right. They've just been trouble from one end of it to the other.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And we'll...
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of President Trump's biggest foes on Capitol Hill says the impeachment inquiry is worthwhile, even if President Trump remains in office at the end of it. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff telling NPR the process might deter Trump from further misconduct. Schiff's Intel Committee holding the first public hearing this morning in that House inquiry. It is expected to look into concerns that the president pushed Ukraine's president to publicly launch an investigation of Democrats, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking of Biden, a former Democratic presidential candidate has thrown his support behind the former VP, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, saying this morning,
I'm going to support him. I'm going to do everything I can for him in the early states and in the Midwest to help him become the nominee and beat Donald Trump.
He spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. You know, I was getting a cup of coffee, and I was leaving the studio for just a few seconds, and I could have sworn I heard a commercial saying, in America we have the right to succeed. Gwyneth, did you hear that? I wasn't sure if I heard that correctly. In America, we have a right to succeed. No, we don't. I mean, if I heard that right, we don't have a right to succeed. We have a right to try to succeed. And heck, if you live in any major city, you're going to need a permit for a right to try to succeed, stamped by them. But yeah, I don't see... I don't have a right to succeed. I have a right to try to succeed, assuming I don't do something that they say is not lawful.
Yep.
Wow. You know, we're starting to twist words. Well, not us, but them. They're starting to twist words, and you know, people hear this enough time, they're going to say, well, I have a right to be successful. Well, not if you're a moron, you don't. It's going to be hard to be successful if you don't have an IQ above 70. It's going to be really hard, because it's going to be hard to be successful when you wet your pants. I mean, you have to have an IQ over 70 to not wet your pants. I mean, if you go to apply for a job and the front of your trousers is soaking wet, that interview is not going to last so long. I don't mean to be too graphic, but gee whiz. I'm hearing things that I just can't believe.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, Vincent. Should we get on to the topic for the day? We have to sort of warn people that today's show is, the whole show is going to be graphic, basically, because we're going to talk about some very macabre topics. And it's something that is going on in this universe that everybody has to really, really be aware of. And, you know, that's especially happening in the medical community. And it's like this. This has been going on for a very, very long time. And I should say, okay, before we go any further, I've actually plugged today's broadcast. I don't normally plug the broadcast in Facebook groups, but I did plug this broadcast on a particular Facebook group called the Pirate Nation. And I said that if anyone from the Pirate Nation wants to call in, then they're quite welcome to. So if you get a pirate calling in, then you can tell Jason to tell them, you're welcome, me hearties. Because we are going to, the reason why I did that was because there was some people who are regularly on the group said, why don't you tell us the next time that you go on air that you're going to discuss George Wilson. And rather a lot of this broadcast does have to do with George Wilson as well, because when I was alive hundreds of years ago and I was a surgeon and my name was George Wilson, and I, from what I've been able to find out about this past life and verify, I lived in a city in England called Liverpool, and I lived fairly close to the Mersey River, which is a river that runs through Liverpool, and it's a port, and I lived there with my father as a little girl, except my father used to dress me as a boy to send me out to play because simply my chances of coming back alive were going to be higher if I was dressed as a boy than as a girl. But what else my father used to do, because he was a surgeon and he didn't have a son. My mother died in childbirth, and so I was his only child. So because he was a surgeon, he trained me to be a surgeon, starting from about the age of 10. And how he did it was in a rather unique, actually it's not. It's not a unique fashion. It's how every surgeon on earth gets trained. But when I saw this, I was like, wow, this is amazing. I'm rather astounded by what I'm seeing here. But I realized, you know, because I've been interested in anatomy for a very long time, it was just an earlier version of what I knew went on, goes on to this day. He had a, you were saying the other day, I think it was yesterday with Dr. Shealy, Monday, sorry, with Dr. Shealy, about, you know, bodies. what happens to people who die, you know, homeless people and all of that who die. get transported to the morgue, and often they get stored in the morgue for maybe a year or two, maybe 6 months, depending on your area. And then after that, they get they generally get preserved in formaldehyde and sent to your local neighborhood medical school for the medical students to practice on. That's what happens, okay? I have to tell everybody that. Now, when I was George Wilson all that time ago, I actually had a dream one night where I was standing on the street in Liverpool, and I just knew that it was Liverpool. Don't ask me how I knew, but I was looking at the house that I used to live in, and it was a very distinctive shape of house. It was a wedge-shaped house. And I walked up into this shop, which was the front door of the house, and it was right on a corner. So it was a wedge-shaped building with the door on the tip of the wedge, okay? Walked into the house, and I saw my childhood home that I grew up in as George Wilson. And on the left-hand side, there was a wall which was covered in shelving, and on the right-hand side, that was on the right-hand side was a wall which was covered in shelving, and on the left-hand side there were also shelves and counters as well, but there was a glass window behind it, okay? And on the left there was the apothecary, that was the pharmacy, the drugstore, and on the right, the shelves that were on the right were filled with large glass jars. And inside the large glass jars was alcohol and human body parts, arms, legs, internal organs. There was maybe a head or two human body parts. And the purpose of that, and that was all totally normal, the purpose of that, it wasn't that my dad was, you know, a Sweeney Todd or anything like that. He had a deal with the executioner. When somebody would hang, get executed for their crimes, unless there was somebody there immediately at the execution to pick up the body of whoever it was that had just been murdered by the state, then my father would come along and he bribed the executioner. And the executioner would allow him to take the body away as being an unclaimed body. And he would take it away and he would take it into the basement of this building and he would turn it into biological specimens. And that was what went on. And these jars of body parts, the human body parts that he had lined up in his shot, completely public. That was his mark of being a surgeon. Because what he would do, this all happened about 300 years ago, by the way. The building's no longer there. I've checked. But what he would do when he needed to practice a new technique, he would get the appropriate body part out of the jar of alcohol, he'd put it on his surgical table, and he would practice the new technique, or he would study the layout of the anatomy, and he would get his textbook and all of that sort of thing. And that's what he would do to improve his surgical knowledge. And guess what, Vincent? That's how every surgeon on earth is trained. They're all trained like that, even to this day. They are not allowed to perform an operation on a living person until they have done that operation on at least 100 cadavers. Did you know that?
No, but if you watch The Nick, it's a video series called The, K-N-I-C-K, as in Knickerbocker. You will see the hospital of the 1900 era, 1900, you know, 119 years ago. And you will see that in this series, the police, the cop, the constable on patrol, would be the guy who would round up the dead and bring them to, in a paddy wagon, or however he could get them there, to the hospital for a fee of $25. So corpses were really valuable. And the cops were looking for corpses because $25 was a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
And all you had to do was find them. You know, some drunkard, you know, in the Bowery who just died from his own neglect or freezing to death or whatever it might have been. Chemical poisoning, whatever. Those were the cadavers that would end up in the hospital for experimentation. Mm-hmm. They used to use pigs, but pigs were okay, but not as good as people.
Well, the thing is, pig anatomy is very similar, very, very similar to human anatomy, but it's not the same. And it's not just the external things. It's that pigs have lobed livers. They actually have, if you look at a pig's liver, it has a bunch of different sections in its liver. Whereas humans have an unlobed liver. If you look at our liver, it's basically a large, smooth organ. I think it might be in two pieces from memory because you have to have a piece, you know, you've got to have somewhere to put the gallbladder, and the gallbladder is right up inside the liver. It's not anywhere close to the surface. And that's, you know,
all right, we'll be right back. We'll be talking more about this. And maybe.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Deborah in Kentucky, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Good morning, Vincent. I have two quick comments. Number one is we have to figure out what to do since we've lost GCN listen lines. I haven't been able to get on to listen to your program for 2 or 3 weeks now. And I was wondering if there's a possibility of you having a spot on RBN. You used to, and I can't find you there anymore. And secondly,
yeah, I'm on RBN. Deborah, USA Prepares is on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, but delayed. So it is this broadcast right here, right now, will be played on RBN tomorrow at the hours of 6 a.m. through 8 a.m. 6 a.m.
Okay, is there anything that we can do about a live broadcast so that, you know, listening and being part of the program, then I can make a contribution
sure.
that has any value. And secondarily,
okay.
I will talk to
our engineer about that. I'm not in control of the telephone listen line, but I will talk to Jason about that, and if I need to go higher up the ladder at Genesis Communications Network, I'll do that.
Vincent, I think they're gone. Whatever it relates to, it has to do with the company that used to provide those numbers. But anyway, secondarily, okay. I wanted to make a suggestion about hemp oil for Gwyneth's son. It's remarkable in the effects that it can have on the brain with regard to seizures. Absolutely extraordinary.
Okay, Gwyneth, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. At the moment, I'll bear that in mind, okay? At the moment, we've got him, we're still waiting for the magnesium lotion. We've had to order it in, and the zinc magnesium tablets that, you know, Dr. Shealy was recommending.
Yes.
But I will also bear in mind about the hemp oil, because I have heard that has been really, really something quite effective for preventing seizures in people. And it really is, hemp is an amazing plant.
Yes.
It really I don't think I know, but it has been deliberately demonized since the 1950s, by big pharmacy companies and big oil companies because it is such a marvelous plant. The fibers, there would not be a synthetic cloth industry if everybody was able to obtain hemp cloth at a reasonable price. It's the easiest plant in the whole world to grow. Prior to the 1950s, it was actually considered to be a very fortunate plant to have growing in your garden. And, you know, going back into the 19th and 18th and earlier centuries, there was a tradition that the young woman used to have where they would, they would go into a graveyard with a handful of hemp seed and they would throw the hemp seed up into the air and let it fall on the ground, basically. And about the time that the hemp crop began to grow in the graveyard, they would walk to see the hemp crop, and the man that they met would be the man that they would marry, and that was a folk tradition that the English had, going back hundreds and hundreds of years, probably going back all the way to pre-Christian Britain, more than likely, you know, because remember the graveyards in Britain are also the churchyards. It's the same thing, so. But there's no way that you would ever have that today because hemp has been so demonized. But the attitude that I have is a very much an indigenous attitude to plants. That is, every plant has a useful purpose. Some plants have many useful purposes, and it's about looking at everything in balance, okay? So if somebody grows a grapevine in their backyard and harvests the grapes and makes wine and gets drunk, is that the grapevine's fault?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's the stupid idiot who went out and made wine and got drunk. It's his own fault. And it's the same thing with guns. Guns have been demonized as well. It's not the gun's fault that some loony decides to go down to a shopping centre or into a garlic festival or whatever and goes off his rocker. That's not the firearm's fault. It's the nut behind the trigger that's the problem.
Vincent?
Yes.
But before we lose, it's the break and the end of the hour, I want you to have my home phone number and my voice numbers. My voicemail number, can you send me back over to the...
Okay, just stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold, and our engineer...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.